The CDC estimates that every year in the U.S., 24,000 pregnancies end in stillbirth. Some expected, and for medical reasons, mothers still have to deliver anyway. Some a shock. All profoundly sad. Until recently, these infants were whisked away, stunned parents told, you can have another. Well, that thinking has changed. There are support groups. Parents are encouraged to mourn their stillborn child. And now they may have more time to do that because of a device called a cuddle cot. It's essentially a pretty bassinet. The stillborn child appears asleep in it. But underneath, there's a refrigerator unit to preserve the child's body so that parents can preserve some memories. This is a very tender topic. It may not be for everyone, and a cuddle cot may not be either, but it so helped Emily and Chris Fricker after their boy and girl twins were stillborn at 22 weeks and 4 days that they've donated these nearly $3,000 cuddle cots to two hospitals in Illinois and want to do more. They join us now from Pingree Grove, Illinois. Emily, you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
And Chris, you're there as well.
Hi, yes, I'm here also.
And so tough. We so appreciate your talking about this for other parents, but I'm imagining it's still hard, Emily. Oh, dear. Emily, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just trying to get my words out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Take your time.
I think it's been about 6 months now. And it is still very difficult to talk about. At the same time, Chris and I do still like to talk about it because it brings awareness to people who don't understand the situation. We didn't know that this could happen to people before it happened to us. Mm. With it being our first pregnancy. So if we had maybe been able to hear somebody else's story before, we could have maybe been a little bit more prepared.
Yeah, well, I don't know that anything can, but I hear what you're saying. And what you're saying, too, maybe about the cuddle cot, about the possibilities. And Chris, obviously so sorry for both of you. And when this hit you, like I'm sure an anvil, did you have any clue that you could do some of these things that thankfully people are talking about? Hold your twins, for instance.
No, not at all. We first learned about the cuddle cot from our delivery nurse, who was wonderful. Her name is Brittany. She was with us the entire evening, and we knew that our twins probably weren't going to make it just based on their gestational age. What we didn't know is that we would be able to spend really as long as we wanted with them. And we got to spend that first hour and a half with them, just kind of holding them, telling them how much we love them. We got them baptized while they were still with us. The cuddle cot afforded us the opportunity for all of our family to also be able to hold them, be able to, you know, kind of get to know them as much as they can, and just kind of grieve with us, with the twins in the room with us, with everybody holding them, instead of just being able to give Emily and I a hug. And I thought that was really impactful, and it is sad that there's a lot of hospitals in the country that don't have one. And so there's a lot of parents that approach losing a child without having that immediate support right there. And of course, family is supportive and the doctors are supportive, but there's nothing like being able to just hold on to your child for just a little bit longer.
Well, Emily, I just want to stay with that feeling of being able to be, you know, with the twins longer. I think of my own mother who, you know, had several children whisked away, and she would talk about her arms aching, you know, physical ache. Can you help people understand why this isn't ghoulish to you, which people hearing it might think it is?
No, it is something that is definitely a decision that you have to make with between you and whoever you have the child with, or even if you're just on your own, to stay with your child even after they've passed. But the opportunity to be able to do that, that the Cuddle Cut offers, is at least it's an option for people to do that and spend time with their children or child. If they didn't want to use it, they didn't necessarily have to, but at least it was offered. And that was something that was important to Chris and I when we were doing the donations of the Cuddle Cots to the hospitals we chose, was that they agreed to at least offer it to every family that had a loss, and give them the opportunity to spend time with their baby or babies. And if they didn't want to use it, then they didn't have to, but at least it was available to them if they chose to do it.
Can you explain how, as your husband has, what it meant to you? I mean, it may not be for everyone, but what did that mean to you to be able to hold them?
I think for me, it was like spending a lifetime with them in a few hours. And I'm very glad that we made the decision to do that. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, you have a GoFundMe account in their honor.
Yeah, our boy's name is Silas, and our girl's name is Sybil.
Yeah, and that's important, too. I mean, again, back in the day, parents were told, don't name these children, don't get too attached to the idea. But what has this meant, that not just naming, baptizing, I'm sure you're going to tell your future children about them. What does that mean to you?
For me, it makes them human, because they were. They were here with us, and we had just bought a new house shortly after finding out that we were pregnant. I had picked up the paint for their nursery the day that Emily actually went into labor with them. Mm-hmm. Obviously not knowing, we had just decided on their names about a week or two before. I think it was a week before. They were as much a part of our life as any other child. And I sincerely mean that. Even if they're not here with us now, I really do feel like I carry them with me every single day. I wish it was in a different way. Every time I'm driving to work, I bought a new vehicle, and I always thought about what it's like to have them in my truck with me. And every single day when I'm driving to work or I'm driving home from work, it's pretty much all I think about.
Yeah.
And so, you're right. A lot of people in the past, haven't named their child that has passed. And that's okay too. But it's also okay to let a child that didn't make it still be a part of your life. It's okay to still carry that child with you. And you're absolutely right. We will tell our future children about them, because it's not something that, it's not a story that we're shy about sharing. It's important. It's important for us to carry them with us. It's important for other people to know that they were here. They're a part of our family. And it's important for people that we don't know to know that there's other people out there that can help support them.
That's Chris Fricker and Emily Fricker. They're boy and girl twins born at 22 weeks, 4 days. And the Frickers turned to something called a cuddle cot. We're going to have all sorts of information at hereandnow.org, including their GoFundMe site. Such an important conversation. I will tell you this, just from the front lines, we still talk about my brother's twin who didn't make it. Her name was Wendy, 70 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we plan on telling our future kids about them. It's something that I don't ever want to forget about. Any of the emotions that I felt, and it's okay that some people do want to forget about that, but that's not us.
I wish you both the best.
Thank you for
thank you so much
on our GoFundMe too. I hope that helps. We're about halfway to being able to donate a third, and so I think this will be able to help with that.
Emily, Chris, thank you so much, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
I appreciate that.
And we have a link to the GoFundMe page and the Cuddle Cot. Hereandnow.org.